So what do you think the devil wants to steal from you? He wants to steal your joy. And if he gets your joy, what has he captured? Your strength. Amen. I don't know, when I was thinking about this, and I titled the message this morning, Being Followed. And I was reminded, before Christ, I always thought someone was following me. Anybody else been there? I always thought somebody was watching me. I would peek out the windows. I was paranoid because I was doing things and I was breaking the law. But when I gave my heart to Jesus, everything changed. Amen. I became a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away, and behold, everything became new. I didn't have to look behind me any longer. Amen. I didn't have to watch the rearview mirror. I used to almost run into people in front of me by looking at what's behind me. And God said he made the rearview mirror small and your windshield big because your future is brighter than your past. Amen? Amen. So when we're looking at this, in Psalms 23, LaVon just sang that song out of Psalms 23. So that's where I'm going to go today. The Word of God says in verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm going to make this in a company thing. We're going to speak it to the body and not just to myself. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restoreth our soul. He leadeth us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest our heads with oil, our cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days, or follow us all the days of our lives, as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The title of this morning's message is Being Followed, followed by goodness, by grace, and by gathering. Let's ask God's blessing in the preaching and teaching of his word. Father, we're grateful today for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Lord, right now I bind the adversary, right now in the name of Jesus. I bind the adversary that wants to distract the hearer from hearing what you have to say to each and one of us today. I bind him and I command him to get out of this place in Jesus' name. Spirit of the devil, you have no place in this atmosphere. This atmosphere belongs to God. And where the presence of the Lord is, there's freedom and joy and happiness. So Father God, we say, have your way in this atmosphere, we pray, and we'll never cease to give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, the first thing I was looking at is being followed. We're being followed by God's goodness. In Psalms chapter 33, verse number 4. The Bible says, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness in judgment, and the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Now, there's a lot of ugliness that's taken place, and there's a lot of darkness taking place, but there's a lot of goodness that's taken place also. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I got out of bed this morning, there was a beautiful sunrise. The sun rose and it was beautiful outside. We were sitting in our living room, in our family room, in our kitchen, and all the deer and the big bucks and the does and the spikes and the fawns were all out in the front yard. And it just showed me how good, as the deer panted for the water, though my soul's longeth after him. He's saying that he wants you and I to understand that his goodness is following you no matter what. Where you go. Amen. Look to your neighbor and say, God's goodness is following you. You know, the word of God says this in Psalms 34, verse number 7. The word of God says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. You know, when I'm tasting the Lord, you know what I do? I get into his word and I begin to taste his word. And as I taste his word and I chew on it and I swallow the word and it goes down inside of me, there's joy that rises up. The joy comes from the word of God. Amen. So if you're seeking joy and the enemy has stolen your joy, you're going to find your joy in God's word. He'll restore your joy. He'll give you joy unspeakable and a fullness of glory. You know, one of the things he was speaking to my heart also about, if you look with me in Romans chapter 2, and we're talking about the goodness of God, surely goodness. I heard somebody say one time that there was these two sisters that kept following them everywhere they went. Surely goodness and her sister Marcy. Follow them, okay? Here's what I wanted you to hear today. Everyone listen. The Apostle Paul says in Romans 2, verse number 4, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Here's what the Lord wants you and I to understand, especially in the time we're living in now. We're not going to win anybody to the kingdom of God by telling them how bad they are. We're going to win them to the kingdom of God by telling them how good he is. Hello, surely goodness and what? And mercy is following me all the days of my life. When I think of God's mercy, I think about his grace. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. Amen? So when I come into a room, His goodness and his grace comes with me. When you come into a room as a child of God, his goodness and his grace precedes you, but it also comes behind you. The psalmist says this in Psalms 103. Verse number 8. The word of God says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities, thank the Lord. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far have he removed our transgressions from us. Amen. Amen. When the devil tries to remind you of your past, you just remind him of his future. Amen. You know, we're in the last days. You know, all of a sudden the trumpet's going to sound. Amen. And the dead in Christ are going to rise. And those that are alive in the Lord are going to be raised up to meet the Lord in the air. Amen. So God says, hey, there's goodness, there's mercy that's following you and I. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful that God didn't penalize me for everything I did. You know why? Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen. I'm happy that his goodness and mercy is following me. How about you? The prophet said in Isaiah chapter 55, the prophet Isaiah, he said in Isaiah 55, verse number 6, he reminds you and I to seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, for he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Amen. Amen. As long as there's breath, there's hope. Amen. Amen. So what he is saying to us, in 2 Peter chapter 3, 9, when he's speaking to us about his mercy in 2 Peter 3, verse number 9, the word of God says this. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? So what he is saying, I'm being followed. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. What I do? As I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, if you look with me, and I'm speaking about by gathering together, where two or three are gathered together in his name, there is to be found in the midst. And these last days, God's not calling us not to gather together. He says for us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, as we see the day approaching. But I want to take you on a little journey and 1 Chronicles chapter 29. Let's look at the first church being built. Solomon is building the temple for the Lord. Amen? And 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 3. Here's what Solomon said. He said, "Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I've prepared for thy holy house." And what Solomon showed us is the example that Malachi says in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. And Malachi 3, verse number 10. The word of God says this. I don't preach in that area very much. He says in verse 10, bring ye all, the tithe, the 10%, into the storehouse. Your church is the storehouse. The body you belong to is the storehouse. The ministry isn't the storehouse. The mission isn't the storehouse. You do seeds and you do offerings to those, but your house of God, which you belong to, is the storehouse. And he calls us to bring all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Amen. In other words, God doesn't want confusion. God isn't the artifice of confusion. He's a God that does things decently in order. So he wants us to understand, even though I give seeds everywhere. I sow to this ministry. I sow to that ministry. I sow here and I sow there. But I bring my tithe to the storehouse. And just as Solomon led by example, as your pastor, I lead by example. For many years, we have been the leading givers of this ministry. And as calling the numbers, you can look and see that we've been the most giving people in this ministry. We gave more than anyone else has to this ministry. Amen? And because we give faithfully, and God says that we're to lead by example. I'm not asking anybody to do what I don't do. I'm saying, hey, follow me as I follow Christ. And when I bring my tithes into the offering, into the storehouse, I am blessed. God opens up the windows of heaven and he pours me out blessings where there's not room to bear. And I have more than I need. Why? Because God gave me a simple principle and I follow his principle. Amen. God didn't put it in there. God wouldn't say, well, I don't have nothing else to say. Let's say this. Amen. And he says, I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And Psalms 27. Hey, let me say this. And in no way was that meant to speak to anybody. It isn't directed to anybody. But one of the things the Lord says, most of the people don't have understanding of it. And where there's no understanding, you know, there's every work. You know, the Bible says, and James 3, he says, where there's envy and strife, there's confusion in every evil work, and God isn't the artist of confusion. God does things decently, and he does them in order. And God says to us, you and I, if we follow his order, we walk in the blessings of God. Amen? And what we're doing is we're obeying and doing, and he's talking about gathering in Psalms 27. Listen to this. Do you think something's going on in our nation, in our world right now? Do you think there's a battle that's taking place against the church, against the body of Christ? If you're not, you're blind and you don't see, okay? There's an end time war that's being raged right now in the name of Jesus. And the psalmist says this in Psalms 27, verse number 3. He says, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Amen. Amen. I think it's an honor that we have, even in the midst of this, that no matter what's going in the world, God's the Prince of Peace. When you serve him, peace follows you. His goodness, his mercy follows you and I. And he is saying for us, as we're gathering together, he fills the atmosphere with his presence. He takes us from a place where we are and takes us from glory to glory. He doesn't want to leave us where we're at. Amen. God isn't finished with anybody in this room. God says in his word, he that has begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through to completion. Amen. And I know that God's doing something in every one of our hearts and every one of our lives. Amen. And guess what? When you're following the things of God, it's foolishness to the world. The Bible says the natural man does not understand the things of God. They are foolishness to him because they're spiritually discerned. And you cannot discern it without receiving Christ. And when you receive Christ, you get the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which gives you and I understanding of the things of God. Amen? I don't know about you, but that's pretty good, isn't it? You know, one of the things I was looking at in Psalms 122. You know, everything in the world, almost, that could take place usually attacks me on the weekends to try to steal my joy so I can't come to the house with joy. But you ain't going to get my joy. Amen? You may get it for a moment. You may get it for a second. But the devil ain't going to steal my joy. Because God gave us joy unspeakable and the fullness of glory. I'm trusting in the joy of the Spirit of God within me, not what my flesh has given me. Joy does not come from your flesh. It comes from your spirit. Your flesh is going to get affected all the time of things of this world that's going to steal your joy. But when you look within, the joy of the Lord comes within and comes out. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And I looked at Psalms 122, verse 1 this morning, and I said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know, I couldn't hardly wait to get here. Hello? I couldn't wait to get here. You can't look at us. Oh, no, it's sunny. Oh, I love it. Oh, it's beautiful. Amen. I love the faces, the polka dots. Jesus loves little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the children of the world. I'm looking at James in the children's ministry and handed out dots to show that the kindness of their parents. And we got a couple parents that, like Jonathan, that's covered with polka dots all over his face. They've had a joy time. And Amber, his wife, is covered with polka dots. Amen. Amen. I'm sure I'm going to get some too. I can feel it coming. So in closing today, amen. Aren't you glad that surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life as you dwell in the house of the Lord forever? You're going to go from this house one day to his house one day. Amen. Amen. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, whether absent or present. We belong to the Lord. So what the Lord is saying to us in closing today, in Psalms 100, verse number 5, it says, for the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah. So what is the Lord saying to you and I today? Simply this. He has said, His goodness will follow you. His grace, as we're gathering together because of His greatness. We sing, How great thou art. Amen. And everything that's happening around us, God has always made a way. For my God shall supply for all my need according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. But Jesus says, for you and I, we're looking for goodness of God. We're looking for the grace of God. He says, Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So if you're not in that place, all you have to do is put your trust in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. He is the only way. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. In the closing moments of this service, if you're here today and you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, and or maybe one time you did, but you drifted away, just ask Him to come into your heart. Revelation 3:20 says, Behold, I stand at your heart's door and I knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. God's knocking on our hearts today, and what He is saying, not only for salvation to the body of Christ, that whatever has stolen your joy, that whatever has stolen your peace, He is the restorer. He is here to restore what the enemy has come to steal. And He wants to remind us that His goodness is following us. His mercy is following us. His greatness. What a great big God we serve. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think. So, Father, I thank you, Father God, for your word. And I pray that the hearers today were encouraged. And may our lives never be the same. Father, can we get excited about you? Father, can we get excited about being in your house? Can we be excited about praising you? Can we be excited about giving you glory? Can we get excited about giving you honor and praise? No matter what the world is trying to do, no matter whatever lie the adversary is trying to sow, your word declared to us that we would know the truth. And the truth would not only make us, but it would keep us free. So, Father, as you minister to hearts and lives, your word tells us to cast our cares upon you, for you care for us. And we'll never cease to give you all the glory and honor and the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen.